Pedro in Inglewood. You're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Pedro.
Well, I have a little, the best time, the only time I got to meet him was actually when I was at work at 24 Hour Fitness in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I'll never forget. It was, I thought it was a joke at first. You know, you usually have to sign out some paper before you come in the gym and stuff. And it said Kobe Bryant. They're like, hey, you want to take this customer? I was like, no, it's too early to take a guest pass this early. He goes, you want to take this? So I start walking towards the front. I'm like, yeah, it's usually someone trying to get in for free or something, trying to use a fake name. And when I pull up to the front desk, I see Kobe Bryant. I was really stunned. I was shocked because, I mean, he's always been my favorite player. I always admired him, you know what I mean, the way he did everything, you know, in and off the court. And, you know, I showed him around. I had the time to show him around where the cardio equipment was and everything like that. He shook my hand. He said, thank you. How much do I owe you? I was like, you know, you don't owe us nothing. You're like, you're part of the USA Olympic team, 24 Hour Fitness at the time, actually sponsored them. So anybody that was with the Olympic team came in for free. And it's Kobe Bryant. Who's going to charge Kobe Bryant? You know what I mean? It was my idol. I was, even if I got fired for it, I would let him win for free anytime. Mm-hmm. But that's a memory that I have with him that I wanted to share with everybody. You know, he looked at me and, you know, I don't know, something special right there. You know, it was just, I was happy that I actually went to work for the first time ever early because I got to meet him. And it's really sad that that Los Angeles has to go through this and just tears us apart, you know what I mean?
It was tragic.
It was just an ugly day yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. When I woke up, I still couldn't believe it when my nephew called me and told me that he was in a plane in a helicopter accident. And I was speechless at the time, and I just ran up and told my wife, and I started researching everything I can just to make sure it was real, because you know how it is. Sometimes mm-hmm. people will be putting those fake posts up, and just to hype people up or get likes on their accounts or stuff like that. But I couldn't really believe it, and I'm really stunned.
Pedro, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that story. Shakisha in L.A. Shakisha, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Shakisha.
Hi, Alan. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to call in because Kobe meant so much to me and my family. A lot of Laker games, the championships, we used to all sit around the TV as a family and watch the Lakers pull through with Kobe and Shaq. And Kobe was the first person that I watched his whole career. Like my uncles, my dad, they're all Laker fans and Raider fans. So we grew up with that in the household. But Kobe Bryant was the first person I watched him come in the league as a 17-year-old kid. I was 18 at the time and watched him mamba out. And I think the mamba mentality, I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, okay. But I think the mamba mentality is having the courage to go for your dreams when you don't think you can. My son was going to Cerritos Community College, and he told me, like, Mom, I'm going to try to go to Berkeley. And as a parent, you never want to shoot down your kid's dreams, but it was like, okay, how am I going to pay for this? And not only did my son get into Berkeley, but he graduated. He's been to Africa. He's been to Dubai. So to me, as the mama mentality continues, I'm going to work a little harder to follow my dreams. I'm going to push myself a little further in the gym. And I just want to be a better person. I want to be a better family member to my family. And while we're all here, I just want to say love each other. Tell them that you love them. If you got somebody, if you're not a parent, if you're a parent, if you're a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, love your family, because none of the accolades that you do on earth matters when you close your eyes for the final time. So thank you, and long live Kobe Bryant.
That's tough. That's an incredible, incredible story. Appreciate you sharing that story, and man, it's so easy to get choked up when people have, you can just feel it. Every word that she let out meant something. And for her son to be impacted that way, for her to be impacted that way, that's why, you know, I keep saying this, and this will, maybe this will make a little bit more sense as time goes on when I say this is so much bigger than basketball. You know, our memories right now, there's a lot of memories that we have watching Kobe Bryant or listening to Kobe Bryant, and a lot of those are in the purple and gold. But man, the impact that he has and that he had and will continue to have when we're not watching those games, when we when the games were over, when we won an NBA championship or we didn't win an NBA championship, when we won or we failed, whatever the case is, yeah, that impact is much more important. You know, the game of basketball is such a beautiful game. It's by far my favorite sport. You know, I'm here in Los Angeles and kind of following a passion that I have because of Los Angeles Lakers basketball. But at the same time, you know, it is so important to just kind of think, you know, in the big world, in the big scheme of things, that there are so many more important things. Eddie in L.A. Eddie, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Eddie.
Thank you so much, man. And I just want to say thank you guys again for giving us all fans a platform to, you know, chime in and speak about, you know, one of the people that, like, you know, really, when we were growing up, at least for me, when I was growing up, I idolized, you know, like I was born in 1993 and my parents brought me to L.A. when I was born in Mexico. So, you know, we immigrated here when I was 1 year old and always been, you know, in L.A., always been a Laker fan as far as long as I can remember. And I think, you know, all around the world, people know about Kobe and not everybody is really born, you know, wanting to be great within themselves. It's just a fact of life, you know, numbers game. There's billions of us. Not everybody has it within them to, like, say they want to be great. But for me, like, someone that, like, you know, was in L.A., like, their whole life, and I wanted to be great, and I still do want to be great, you know, like, for myself, like, Kobe was, like, that light that, like, that lamp, you know, I don't even know how to say it, like that lighthouse, you know, that beacon, that one person that in the city you could say, like, man, if I'm going to stay in L.A. forever, I want something, I want to be great just like Kobe. And, I mean, from elementary school playing on the blacktop to, you know, right now, whatever the heck I'm doing, like, I'm going to take that mentality with me everywhere. If I have kids, they're going to have the Mamba mentality, like, I just want everybody in L.A. to really just, like, even if you don't feel like you could be great, look at Kobe. Look at what he did. You know, you can still be a great person, even if you're not great at whatever you think you're doing right now. I mean,
Eddie, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for sharing that story. A.C. Green coming up next, the 710 ESPN. All right, the Iron Man, A.C. Green, joining 710 ESPN. A.C., thanks for taking some time and hopping on the show.
You know, Alan, no, I'm glad to be able to join you under these circumstances.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, nobody could envisioned or seen anything like this. Such a tragedy for everybody involved. And, you know, I know for you that this is different. This is somebody that I know that you probably had a relationship with off the basketball court. And, you know, you feel free to tell us how you're feeling, your thoughts, and any memories that you'd like to share about, you know, your time, your experiences with Kobe Bryant. Please feel free to do so.
Alan, it's, I mean, it's like you said, that's honestly a little bit across the board. It really is, because he's, you know, the person that's a friend, and that friendship was built, you know, over decades, and it's just amazing where it starts and got started, you know, as the young kid coming in the 90s and just eager, just happy to be getting a chance to live a dream and be a part of a dream, which, you know, playing in the NBA. And then obviously that led to just trying to learn how to be around professional sports. But then I think at the same time, you know, we got together or we played against each other first few years, and then we actually played with each other when we opened up the Staples Center here, obviously in Los Angeles. And But just that daily impact and being together was just phenomenal to see, you know, his passion for the game, his interest in learning the game. And then, you know, the other component, which, you know, we don't really talk about, is the bond that he and I share more than anything else was his desire to have a family and want to have a family. And I think more the questions that he and I talked about more was just about finding the right person and knowing when you do have that right person. And he was contemplating, you know, the engagement with Vanessa as far as the proposal, I should say, and just the idea of just how to do it, and just thinking along that line on the whole family thing, which is, it just took it to a whole new level. And it just, everything just built from there, just from a thing that we always talked about, community, the kids watching the girls grow up, coming to practices, them reading their books, his dad's out there working on his game, they're working in the, you know, on their homework. Just fun kind of things. But just having a chance just to be there and ride it through it all. The championships, you know, I since retired and still had a chance to come and be around, working with some of the coaches over the years, Byron Scott and the likes, at the practice sessions and stuff of that nature. And so, I don't know. It's just, you know, the knife is still stuck in you. You still can't believe this is taking place. And I just feel, as you said in the opening, for every single family that's connected with the tragedy that happened yesterday, I sincerely do. I mean, Gigi was just herself. Just a dynamic young person just growing up and blossoming before all of our eyes. And I don't know, it's just Kobe was just being a father, you know, a dad, just wanting to be a part of his kids growing up and taking his kids to experiences. And just, you know, we don't know when things of that nature, when as far as your last days on this earth is ever going to be, but, you know, he was doing something with and for his family, you know, at that particular moment. And I even applaud him in that. I mean, it's just heart-wrenching and heartbreaking nonetheless.
Iron Man, AC Green, hopping on 710 ESPN. You know, AC, I do appreciate that you do tell, you know, that part of the story, because I think a lot of the memories naturally that we're going to have, myself included, fans that are calling in, we don't get to see behind the curtain. And we all feel connected to Kobe. We all feel like we know him. Like, this one hurt as if it was, you know, your family member. And the fact that you can kind of tell a different side of it and you could talk about that family part of it, that's special too. Look, he was, you know, like you mentioned, building something with his family. And unfortunately, this is a tragedy that, you know, this is as awful as a tragedy as you could think of for a family. And I think that legacy that, you know, will continue to be built and will continue to be told and will continue to blossom is not just Kobe Bryant on the basketball court, but Kobe Bryant the husband and Kobe Bryant the father, and the vision that, you know, we saw that he had in his mind for his family and his daughters.
Yeah, Alan, you're right. You're right. I mean, he was a master architect. You know, he always had a plan, and he always was one to try and carry out and execute that plan. Never, ever, ever went anywhere or into any venture unprepared. You know, he was a due diligence kind of guy, and his ideal and his dreams for his, he and Vanessa, for their family, I do believe it's going to obviously continue with Vanessa by all means. I think they've been able to, you know, when that time comes, to regroup, and, you know, they have, you know, they felt very confident in the people in place to be able to carry out some of those dreams and the passions. as far as the things out in the community, but most importantly, you know, everyone just prayers go toward Vanessa. She is that leader of that family, and she needs all our support, as we all can imagine.
Absolutely, AC. No, absolutely. That's a great way to put it. AC Green hopping on 710 ESPN. I'll ask you, AC, what made Kobe special to you? What was it about Kobe's personality or his drive? What made him special? We, watched him for 20 years. He is an icon and a legend. What would you say made him so special?
It's the fire, the fire that was within, meaning that fire of wanting to be, you don't have a fire if you feel already satisfied, if you feel you've arrived, you feel that you have obtained. It's very, very hard to develop a fire for anything, which is really a passion, a strong desire. And I think because, early on, and just him growing up, he had a chance to see a few options laid out before him, being that his dad had a chance to play. And obviously playing internationally, still a different type of basketball, but he saw basketball, and he saw a career path possibly. And just wanting to excel, I think, and achieve that goal opened up so many other things that he had always been passionate about. From, like we talked about, inside the community, inside the business world, inside the music world. I mean, it was always just that fire to want to do more and always believing that he could. And that was pretty exciting, just watching and laughing with him at All-Star games and on the sideline and, before our own games here in town at Staples, off the court kind of stuff and just the connection, And so I just love the fact that he always wanted more and he always believed he can achieve it and then really wanted to bring other people along with him on that journey.
AC, thanks for doing this, and I appreciate you sharing these personal stories. I'm obviously apologize under the circumstances, but thank you for hopping on 710 ESPN.
No, you're good, Alan. No problem. I'm glad I'm able to do it for you. And thank you for supporting him and loving him as well. And we'll talk to you later, bro.
I appreciate it, AC. That's a good man right there. I love getting his stories on, obviously, the legend Kobe Bryant. Stay right here. Your guys' phone calls coming up next. You want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. I'm pretty much dedicate the next the last half hour. Kamenitsky Brothers coming up at noon. Last half hour, take as many phone calls as possible. This is 710 ESPN. Kevin in Alaska, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Being born in 96, all I've known watching basketball is Kobe. Hmm. And I've made so many friendships because of him, I think the hardest, one of the most beautiful parts of his impact on all of us. I'm stationed up here in Alaska, originally from Chino Hills, and yesterday when I was out, I'm wearing my Lakers hoodie, and this lady taps me on the shoulder, and she's wearing her Lakers shirt, and she asks how I'm doing, and immediately we both just started crying and talking about what he's done for us and how he impacted our lives, and it's so beautiful to see, how he truly does connect all of us on a true global scale. And I'll never forget trying to copy my stepdad in the living room, screaming for Kobe to shoot it, and, just all those memories. And it truly does feel like we've all lost a family member, and I don't think it'll ever make sense. But, yeah, I'm just praying for everybody and most of all Vanessa and them, and just hope that L.A. comes together and just know that we'll all get through this, because that's what Kobe would have wanted most. It's for us all just to tap in that mama mentality.
Appreciate you calling in, Kevin. George in Vermont, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for everything you guys are doing. I have a quick story and a message for Laker fans.
Okay.
So about a year ago, I lost my kidneys. I lost my vision. I lost my girlfriend. I lost my job. And I talked to my sister before Kobe died, and I said, you know, I'm going through some troubles, but I know if it was Kobe, he would power through it and he would overcome, because he's overcome so much. And I thought, if Kobe can do it, so can I. And I just want to say, LeBron and AD, they're not Lakers now. They're part of the family. And if they're listening, LeBron, AD are listening, I just want to say, win it for Kobe this year. Win it for Kobe. Thank you, Alan. Bye.
Thank you for calling, George. Yeah, it's tough to follow up on some of these calls, to be honest with you. We appreciate you guys calling in. We appreciate you guys being open and honest and, you know, expressing your feelings. That's exactly how it should be. You know, the basketball part of things has so become, trying to describe this the right way, but I want to say I don't care, but, you know, part of you is like, that's the last thing that you're thinking about. But I understand, you know, Kobe left such a legacy, and Kobe has set this bar for sports athletes and for franchises of greatness. So there's obviously an incredible amount of respect towards Kobe, an incredible amount of respect towards his drive and what he accomplished. I loved hearing AC Green talk about that. AC said, you know, I said, what are one of the things that you will remember most about Kobe? And talked about his drive. And when people have the, you know, they share their own stories where they think of what Kobe would have done. Like, just think about that for a second. You know, here's a basketball player that was on top of the mountain, winning NBA championships. More money than anybody knows what to do with. And it wasn't enough. You know, there was a bigger purpose to Kobe Bryant. And I feel like when I do listen to some of the listeners, and I could tell, you know, personal stories as well, but when I do listen to a lot of these listeners, that's special when you say, what would have Kobe done, or that Mamba mentality. By the way, that's for anybody that looks up to anybody, whether that's a dad or a mom that you look up to, whatever the case is, to strive for something greater because somebody else you feel pushed you towards that, that's special. You know, that person that is bringing the best out of you, that's special. So to hear these stories about Kobe, where so much of this has nothing to do with what he was accomplishing on the basketball court, just in general, right? His drive, his mentality had that much of an impact. That's a beautiful thing. Robert in Norwalk, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
You got it, man.
It's so tough to even speak about him right now. But Kobe the man, second to none. Right now I'm just holding back, not trying to cry, but as a father, losing your daughter and your granddaughter and your son like that, so tragic. But today is just so hard to fathom what we lost yesterday. We lost two beautiful angels in the city of L.A. But to the city of L.A., just to know that we got two guardian angels looking over us today. It's just tough. Kobe was a man, the legend, the myth. There will never be no other Kobe. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Appreciate it, Robert. Thank you, man. Angela in San Diego. Go ahead, Angela. You're on 710 ESPN.
Thanks so much for taking my call. I grew up in San Diego watching Kobe move to Tampa. Actually, Alan went to school with your sister, Venus. Moved to Tampa, took the passion and the love for this great man, and took it to my son. My son is now 13, eats, breathes, sleeps basketball, and has been a Laker and Kobe fan, and Kobe was the reason he started playing. Last night, yesterday, was very difficult, but Kobe, we talked about what a great man he was, what a legend truly was, and what a family man, and what the passion was offside the court. And he looked at me and he said, you have that passion for me. You make me a better person. You strive and you give me the courage and the determination to keep going like he did with his daughter. So the bond off the court with his family and his fans is something my son is starting to recognize. And last night at his game, before we got out of the car, he said, "Mom, let's take 24 seconds for Kobe." And we did. So to have an amazing man like this be my son's first hero and have the most difficult time talking to him about losing a hero, but what he meant and how he will still live with all the fans and the rest of his family was truly a bonding moment in such a tragic event. And thank you for taking all these calls, and for the fans, he will live forever.
Thanks for sharing that story, Angela. Thank you. We appreciate everybody sharing the story. And, you know, guys, don't thank us. This is our job. You know what I mean? Like, this is our, it's an honor to, let you guys have a voice. I mean, you know, this is what, nobody wants to be under these circumstances, but this is our job. But, we appreciate everybody that's called in, and this will continue. So we'll do this at noon. The Kamenitsky brothers will come on. Mason Ireland will follow that from 3 to 6. We'll air Kobe's final game against the Utah Jazz. We'll air that at 6 o'clock, and then, I'll come on after that again, and we'll go till 10 o'clock. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN.
Dear basketball. From the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. A love so deep, I gave you my all. From my mind and body to my spirit and soul. As a 6-year-old boy, deeply in love with you. I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle. I gave you my heart. Because it came with so much more. I played for the sweat and the hurt. Not because challenge called me. But because you called me. I did everything for you. Because that's what you do when someone makes you feel as alive as you've made me feel. You gave a 6-year-old boy his Laker dream. And I'll always love you for it. But I can't love you obsessively for much longer. This season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding. My mind can handle the grind. But my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now, so we both can savor every moment we have left together. The good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have. And we both know, no matter what I do next, I'll always be that kid with the rolled up socks, garbage can in the corner, 5 seconds from the clock, ball in my hands. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, that was Kobe Bryant's Dear Basketball. So just to give everybody a quick scope here, there will be a minute and 8 seconds moment of silence for Kobe Bryant today at noon. All LA radio stations will be doing that. Following that, Kamenitsky Brothers will come on from noon to 3. Mason and Ireland will follow from 3 to 6. At 6 o'clock, we'll air Kobe's final game. And then following that airing, I will hop on as well and go till 10 o'clock tonight. So still a number of obviously local shows just covering the tragedy and hearing from Laker fans. So we'll continue to do that the entire day. So make sure to stay with us. And we appreciate everybody that's been a part of our broadcast. And, of course, under the circumstances, we apologize that it's under these circumstances. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN. All right, so right at noon, a minute and 8 seconds, a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant. All LA radio stations will be participating in that. Just give everybody just a quick scope of what we got going on for the rest of the day. So Andy Kamenetsky, Brian Kamenetsky will come up next. Mason and Ireland will follow from 3 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we will air Kobe's final game of his unbelievable 20-year career with the purple and gold. So we'll air that. Following that game, I will go on. I'll come back on. I'll go till 10 o'clock tonight. So, look, it's been obviously an incredibly, incredibly tough 24 hours for everybody. You know, we continue to share our deepest condolences to everybody involved. Obviously, I know the big name, Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, everybody that was a part of that helicopter crash. Very heavy hearts. And it's been, it's been very unique to listen to so many Laker fans and take away the Laker part. Just listen to people that have been affected by Kobe Bryant one way or the other. And everyone telling their stories. Me personally getting an opportunity to tell some of my stories. And I know that's going to continue for a long time. You know, we said this a number of different times. I don't think anything's going to change on this front, but this was a legend. This was an icon. And how things kind of progress from here, I think I'm curious about, and everybody is, but you have to imagine that there's going to be some special, special things to remember Kobe Bryant, to remember his wonderful daughter, to remember everyone that was involved in that helicopter crash. So I'd be curious to see how things just go, but when something like this happens, there's no way to prepare for it. There's no way to hop on here behind a microphone and have the perfect thing to say or anything like that. I think a lot of this has been very, very raw, and I think a lot of the folks that have been a part of 710 ESPN over the last 24 hours, those are the raw emotions, and it does make you think of somebody that wasn't just a basketball player, wasn't just somebody that has, you know, two jerseys hanging up at Staples Center, wasn't somebody that just won NBA championships. It was somebody that is much more impactful than the game of basketball. And I think that, you know, Kobe Bryant, his name and his legacy will live for a lot longer than just the 41 years that he spent, obviously, with us. And unfortunately, under these circumstances, these are the circumstances. And I know for everyone here at 710 ESPN, this has been incredibly tough 24 hours. And I know everybody in Los Angeles, and as I've said it, this has been my theme the entire show. This is a global icon. This isn't just somebody that just represented LA. He represented so much more than that. The Kamenitsky brothers will be coming up next. Like I mentioned, to a minute and 8 seconds moment of silence for Kobe Bryant. That will be right at the top of the hour. Again, we greatly appreciate everybody tuning into our broadcast, and this will continue all day long, and I'll come up a little bit later tonight as well. Now, a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant.
Right now, all LA radio stations are broadcasting a minute and 8 seconds silence for the legend, the Mamba, Kobe Bryant.